And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. Today's guest is Eyab Yagi. He's an English lecturer at Mishmah University in Saudi Arabia. He's going to talk with us about online reading dispositions. Welcome, Eyab. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Welcome. Okay,
what exactly do you mean by online reading dispositions? I've never heard that term before.
I say to my friends and, you know, my colleagues about online reading dispositions, most of them, they don't know, you know, they have, you know, limited, you know, knowledge about it. So let me just clarify it and, you know, elaborate what do these, you know, term mean. So online reading dispositions, because, you know, now the world and even the educational institutes, they are, you know, pushing, you know, strongly to use, you know, online learning. So while using online learning, and we ask students just to be engaged with online, you know, reading, online materials, and the different things. So we have to just to focus about their own dispositions. Dispositions means behaviors, how the students behave when they are engaged in online materials. So it's, you know, very important for us just to know these, you know, dispositions and these behaviors, because, you know, it's, you know, give us, you know, information about, you know, the students, how they, you know, deal with, you know, the online materials. Are they, you know, facing, you know, problems, or they are, you know, ready to use it, or just to absorb the information that they are, you know, receive it while, you know, using online materials.
Okay, so what are the different types of online reading dispositions? Can you elaborate on those?
Yeah, surely, you know, I can elaborate. Thank you. This is very important even to, we have just to, you know, clarify it for, you know, people. According to the research, I'm just, you know, trying to give you the information from the research, you know, conducted about this, you know, topic. So I'm basing, you know, my, you know, answer on the, you know, scientific, you know, answer. So the first one, I think, you know, which is very important, you know, it's called, you know, collaborative. You know, collaboration, I'm talking about collaboration, how the, you know, students behave when they use online reading. Collaboration, it means that they can, you know, depend or rely on their own peer, okay? So on their colleagues, by you know, while facing, you know, a problem or, you know, an obstacle while reading online, they can ask their own peer or their colleague about something. You know, especially in Arab world, while students, they are engaged in the online reading, so sometimes they have, or they facing, you know, some, you know, words, they don't know the meaning of these words. So they can ask, you know, an assistant or an aide from their own colleague and their peer. So this is, we call it, you know, collaboration. Another, you know, type of, you know, online reading dispositions is called, you know, persistence. What I mean by persistence, that, you know, most of the students, they are not, you know, accustomed to use, you know, online reading, especially when they, you know, deal with, you know, long messages or long article. So they need just to practice on the train. And this practice and training needs, you know, persistence from students just to get accustomed to this kind of, you know, articles or messages, as we can call it. So these, you know, the most, you know, important, you know, type, you know, or, you know, kinds of online reading dispositions that, you know, students, you know, use it according to the research or the outcome of the research that, you know, have been conducted in that, you know, field.
Okay, so you mentioned collaboration and persistence. Are there any other online reading dispositions we should know about?
No, these, you know, these are the most important, you know, to you know, online reading dispositions, which we have to focus on, yeah. Yes.
Okay, and how can these reading dispositions be useful for students when they are online reading?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, as an English lecturer, it will give us, you know, reflection about, you know, students' level, about, you know, the cognition and metacognitive, you know, ability of the students. Because, you know, this, you know, it's a new topic. So when you ask a student and give them, you know, an article or message just to read it online, you know, this is different while you are using this, you know, message or article face to face. Because in an online, students, they need just to, you know, to utilize different kind of skills, okay, and abilities just to, you know, disseminate the knowledge, okay, inside these articles, especially when they deal it online. According to this, students, they need to use online dictionaries. They need just to ask, you know, their own colleagues and their peers about, you know, different, you know, words they can face it. So this will give us, you know, reflection as an English lecturer about the students' living and what are the kind of obstacles they might face when they are deal with or engage with online reading. So I think, you know, this, you know, we can, you know, use it as an English lecturer as, you know, a reflection of, you know, students', you know, abilities. And, you know, what kind of the skills they might, you know, have a shortage in, especially when they deal with the online, you know, materials.
Okay, let's just go back a little bit, because one thing I have observed, I also am very familiar with teaching Saudi and Emirati students.
Yeah.
So I think an online disposition is frustration.
Yeah.
So how can these two categories of online reading dispositions help with this third disposition?
Oh, that's great, great. Okay. As I have said for you, because, you know, most of the students, they are not accustomed to online materials. So for us, you know, we have just to train students. Now in my university, I'm talking about my university, because we are teaching students in something we call it, you know, foundation year. I think you have heard about this one, especially in Arab, you know, countries. Because, you know, most of the students, they come to the universities, okay, or teacher level. We start with most of them from scratch because they don't have the basics of, you know, English language. So according to this, we, you know, we set on a plan for the students, okay? And this plan, you know, has been categorized and classified according to the student's level. And this plan, we have, you know, 20% of discipline or 30%, you know, dedicated to online, you know, materials. So we ask students just to read, you know, messages and to answer it, you know, through online. And they have just to get the answers. And we have, you know, this an observation tool to the students to progress in this one. So we start with the students from step by step, starting from, you know, short messages till the end of this year, so they can deal with the, you know, long messages. According through, I'm telling you, during this journey, through the year, okay, we have, I don't know, a progress, you know, tool, okay, so we can observe whether the student, you know, they have progress or not, or they have some kind of drawbacks, so we can deal with it and, you know, put them some remedial, you know, actions for the students, so we can improve, you know, the weakness point for the students.
Okay, so what are some of the things you would do to improve those weak points?
Okay, you know, this reading, I'm talking about reading skills, is one of the receptive skills. So you know that we have productive and receptive skills. And those are, they have, you know, high, you know, are highly, you know, connected to each other. So a reading, as I have told you, most of the students, we start from them with them from scratch. So in the beginning, we start to just to build their own, you know, how can I say it, you know, this vocabulary knowledge, okay? Because once the students, they are trained to have, you know, or enrich their own, you know, knowledge about vocabulary, so we can build for them, you know, a knowledge, okay? According to the students, they can use it just to read, okay? To read. And sometimes we have, you know, for them, how can I say it? Yes, some kind of exercise and training about the reading itself. I'm talking about the reading, you know, process, how to read, okay, how to read fast, how to skim, how to, scan, you know, this, you know, process and this, you know, how can strategies they can use it just to develop their own, you know, reading skills.
Okay, Ahab, thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert, on behalf of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. Thank you very much for joining us, Ahab.
Thank you. See you.
Very much.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media and try a new teaching tip today.